So Kirk is like, we're going to go down by hook or by crook, I guess.
There's also a weird thing where it's a total like throwaway line, but it's a big fucking deal. He's like, yes, there was a starship lost in this region, the USS Valiant. Don't worry, audience. I'm never going to mention it again.
Yep.
Just bunch of dead Starfleet officers that you're, I guess, kind of looking for
proof
of death?
The USS Eddie Valiant?
Everybody's dead who's come to this planet. That's what he finds out. Everybody's fucking dead.
Everybody's been dead. You know what, Steve? Side note about the USS Eddie Valiant. You know, when it goes to red alert, it just goes, Roger, Roger, Roger. That's silly.
And then it's older, thinner sister ship died by a piano explosion.
When he wants to, like, get the screen up. Shave and a haircut.
Excuse me. George Lucas here. The Star Trek Roger Rabbit. I kind of own Roger Roger in the space world because my robots say it in the prequels. They say Roger Roger. So if you could please just not do that in science fiction, that'd be great.
Do you think, Luke, how much Star Trek has Lucas watched, do you think?
You know what? Here's what I think.
Yeah.
I think that George Lucas is a bigger Star Trek fan than he is a Star
Wars
fan.
Yes. I think you're right, because he watched the three seasons.
Of course.
And then he's just like, okay, and then he watched Flash Gordon, and then he watched like some fucking Swords and Sandals and just said.
He read those like Isaac Asimov books.
Yeah, and he jerked off to a bunch of stuff.
Well, yeah, I imagine
then he put it all on the page. And he made Star Wars.
He jerked off to Hidden Fortress.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Exactly. There you go.
But yeah, I think the idea is he never expected Star Trek to come back. He's like, well, that's dead. I own the star business here.
Wait, what? Next Gen or who? Son of a bitch.
The name itself of Star Wars is like a fuck you to Star Trek.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's a thing where he's got like a hidden room. Like he pulls a bookshelf in his house and it's a total like Trek nerd paradise
in
there.
Do you think he's got like scripts like Roddenberry said no to this one? Yep. Roddenberry said no to that one? Roddenberry said stop calling me?
Dude, Rick Berman, cease and desist?
He tries to sneak a couple in under, like, B.C. Fontana. Puts that little gnome de plume in there.
Shatner sold him his body to be stuffed afterwards, to be put in the back there so that he can come back and see him.
Jeez, man, Shatner might outlive everyone. I cannot believe that's still
shocking.
Going on.
Dude, you know,
still
he's coming
going on.
His life, you know, it's still going on.
It's crazy.
He's coming out with a Christmas album. You see that?
I did. It's bizarre.
So wait, so who do we have left?
Jingle Bells.
It's Shatner.
Yeah. Koenig.
Koenig. Takai is still around.
Yep. Nichelle Nichols is still with us.
Okay. All right. We got
that's it.
Core four
that's
here.
Enough for a TV show. Am I
right,
everyone?
I like what that is.
Oh, fuck reboot.
Yeah, old Trek, dude. It takes place at a retirement home in San Francisco.
I'd watch it.
Right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Like, star senile.
I kind of almost just
Ooh,
want...
Captain, I get the bigger role because I outlived Leonard Nimoy. Now I'm your best friend.
No, you participated in a fan film. You can't be involved, Walter. Sorry, buddy.
I would like just a Star Trek show based on Earth.
Yeah!
I know there's a lot of crazy, cool space stuff going on, but I'm tired of it.
Star Trek is